In the collection, there are stories in first person, stories in third person, and there is one in second person. I really wanted to write a shorter piece that felt like something I could read in a pinch. And I just wanted something that was, I mean, it's not necessarily, it kind of is like a monologue. And I wanted something that felt very performance ready, because to me, poetry is so easily performable. And I've spent years reading things at events and hosting events. And I was like, I got to have something in my back pocket that I can just jump to 5 to 8-ish minutes that I could just read quickly and like, boom, it's done. It's easy. Fabulous. Great. 100%. Don't have to worry about it. So I think it was something that might have even started as a poem, and then I expanded it into a story. When people approach me about events or ask me questions about events and how to produce them, I always answer that the way I do my launches and my events is what works for me. And my launches are more elaborate, more ridiculous, more weird than Real Vancouver would be. And part of that is just Real Vancouver is not just about me. It is about the other writers that are there. It is about making sure their work is respected and treated respectfully. And, you know, I have another host, Sean Cranberry, is there with me. But when people want to do their own launch, I am always happy to ask them questions about what they think they want. And I think the most important thing to do with your launch, whatever it is to have the launch you want. If you don't want to read at your launch, who cares? You don't have to. That is entirely up to you. You need to do what works for you. And if you want to do more elaborate things at your launch, look around you. You probably have super talented friends that want to help you. Maybe you want to get a band. Maybe you want to get a DJ. Maybe you want to do improv. Maybe you want to break open a pinata. I don't know what it is. A pinata in the shape of your book. And then inside a bunch of tiny candies shaped like your book come flying out. Like, I could genuinely think of ideas for launches all day long. I never get tired of it. But thinking about what you want it to look like, what you want the tone to be, what you want the vibe to be, what are your priorities? That's going to help you make your event great, because it'll be comfortable to you. And that's what's important.